except for the gun reform movement to get stronger over time.
And your predictions as we close here on the both the bankruptcy case in New York State and now the case that's just been opened up in Texas?
I think the NRA is going to get clobbered in New York State. If it doesn't seek to dissolve them, they're going to end up dissolving themselves. And they're going to just try and fight it out to preserve as much of their assets in Virginia as they can. But their attempt to move to Texas is going to take a while. But I think they will eventually reincorporate under a new federal tax ID so they could change the name. It would be still be the NRA, but it also would have different bylaws. So it'd really be a big deal. And I think that the bankruptcy proceeding is going to be at least frozen until the New York Attorney General lawsuit is concluded. And we're also seeing there was division in the board of the NRA, and then they sealed ranks. And now it seems like the division is starting to creep out again with this ex-board member quoting other board members unnamed in his filing asking for an independent examiner. And the NRA is also spending tens of millions of dollars, you know, Rudy Giuliani type legal fees on their lawyers, right, to be able to defend themselves in three arenas. And then that's not sustainable in the long run either, right? So they're going down, but their ideology will remain.
That was Frank Smyth, the NRA Unmasked. He spoke on February 14th at an online event moderated by Norm Stockwell of The Progressive magazine. Frank Smyth is an award-winning independent journalist and the author of The NRA, The Unauthorized History. This program is produced by Alternative Radio based in Boulder, Colorado. We are independent and progressive and in our 35th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs of this program, Frank Smyth, the NRA Unmasked, and our special book offer, A Brief History of Fascist Lies by Federico Finkelstein, just give us a call at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. We're offering free of charge MP3s, PDFs, and printed transcripts of this program. Just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
Continuing on, we have Willow. You're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday afternoon to Sunday night, we'll be spinning 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. This is Willow, as I said, and this song specifically is called Marshalls. Enjoy.
Not in touch with my loving communion, there's nothing better. Your cheeks get redder. There's nothing better. Even in rough weather, it's raining knives like all the time. And I'm alive, eat all your air while we're alive. Marceline, I'm coming to get you, girl. We're flying so high. Get your ride on Lady Unicorn. Marceline, I know you're not real in this dimension. I mean, what's up with your dad up in the nidosphere? Tears, they're cleansing all my spheres. You touch my hair, I'm playing on your bass. But we don't care, we're messing up your space. You got nowhere to live, but you'll go back to space. Take me with you. I'm sick of mildew. I'm sick of all of these humans telling me what to do. They make you stupid, but we are from Nibiru. Call.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Thank you.
and welcome to From Ipanema to the World on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh. I am Flavio Chamis, and in tonight's program, we're going to listen to more music that won the Latin Grammy 2021. Last week, we heard the winner records in a number of categories, but we did not then include two important ones, Record of the Year and Best Instrumental Album. So we start with Record of the Year, which was given to Caetano Veloso and his son Tom Veloso for their song Talvez. This track was released by Caetano Veloso as a commemoration of his 78th birthday. Tom Veloso wrote the romantic lyrics of Talvez based on a melody by César Menges. This song was the only Record of the Year nominee sung entirely in Portuguese. All the others were in Spanish. Though Caetano now has a total of 13 Latin Grammys to his name, his latest win marks a special moment in his career. Not only it is shared with his son, but it's also his first Record of the Year win. Caetano Veloso doesn't really need any introduction. The Brazilian songwriter and musician from Bahia, who emerged in the 60s, is a leading figure in Brazil's Tropicália movement. The sensual intelligence of his music, as well as the breadth of traditions, made him a national hero and the object of much admiration abroad. So here is Talvez, Maybe.
Talvez pra você eu seja mais pra mim você é o que ninguém foi. Eu vivo a vida com calma, pensando no amor. Talvez meu olhar que te conquistou não tenha mais luz, nem tenha mais cor, mas tantas memórias, histórias, canções pra compor. Me levam a crer que você planeja ficar sem me ver, mas guarda no fundo a voz da vida cantando pra nós. Talvez esta dor um dia fará do nosso lugar um forte lar. Eu guardo no peito a vontade e a certeza de amar. Talvez meu olhar que te conquistou não tenha mais luz, nem tenha mais cor, mas tantas memórias, histórias, canções pra compor. Me levam a crer que você planeja ficar sem me ver, mas guarda no fundo a voz da vida cantando pra nós. Talvez essa dor um dia fará do nosso lugar um forte lar. Eu guardo no peito a vontade e a certeza de amar.
Caetano Veloso and his son, Tom Veloso, with their Record of the Year Latin Grammy winning song, Talvez. We're going to listen now to the record that won Best Instrumental Album. It is Toquinho and Yamandu Costa in a live show at Rio Monterrey Jazz Festival. Both iconic guitarists, Toquinho and Yamandu Costa, united their talents in this project, bringing a broad view within Brazilian guitar music. So here for you are all 10 tracks of Baquianinha, Toquinho and Yamandu Costa live at Rio Monterrey Jazz Festival. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard Toquinho and Yamandu Costa with their CD Baquianinha. This record won Best Instrumental Album on the 2021 edition of the Latin Grammys. Since we still have time in this program, let us listen to three tracks by Toquinho alone. Toquinho is a Brazilian singer and guitarist, well known for his collaborations as a composer and performer with Vinícius de Moraes and also Chico Buarque de Holanda. Toquinho was born in São Paulo as the son of Italian immigrants. As he was very short as a child, his mother used to call him Meu Toquinho de Gente, something like my little piece of person, which was the origin of his nickname. His teacher was Paulinho Nogueira, the composer of this last piece we heard, Baquianinha, and also studied and befriended the great Oscar Castro Neves. Here are three wonderful pieces by Toquinho: Aquarela, Tarde em Itapuã, and O Pato.
Numa folha qualquer eu desenho um sol amarelo, e com cinco ou seis retas é fácil fazer um castelo. Com o lápis em torno da mão e me dou uma luva, e se faço chover com dois riscos tem um guarda-chuva. Se um pinguinho de tinta cai num pedacinho azul do papel, num instante imagino uma linda gaivota voar no céu. Vai voando, contornando a imensa curva, norte e sul, vou com ela, viajando Havaí, Pequim ou Istambul. Pinto um barco à vela, branco navegando, é tanto céu e mar num beijo azul. Entre as nuvens vem surgindo um lindo avião, rosa e grená, tudo em volta, colorindo com suas luzes a piscar. Basta imaginar e ele está partindo, sereno, lindo, e se a gente quiser, ele vai pousar. Uma folha qualquer eu desenho um navio de partida, com alguns bons amigos bebendo de bem com a vida. De uma América a outra eu consigo passar num segundo, giro um simples compasso e num círculo eu faço o mundo. Um menino caminha e caminhando chega no muro, e ali logo em frente a esperar pela gente o futuro está. E o futuro é uma astronave que tentamos pilotar. Não tem tempo, nem piedade, nem tem hora de chegar. Sem pedir licença muda a nossa vida, e depois convida a rir ou chorar. Nessa estrada não nos cabe conhecer ou ver o que virá, o fim dela. Ninguém sabe bem ao certo onde vai dar. Vamos todos numa linda passarela de uma aquarela que um dia enfim descolorirá. Numa folha qualquer eu desenho um sol amarelo que descolorirá. Com cinco ou seis retas é fácil fazer um castelo que descolorirá. Giro um simples compasso, num círculo eu faço um mundo que descolorirá. Thank you.
velho calção de banho. O dia pra vadiar, um mar que não tem tamanho e um arco-íris no ar. Depois na praça caindo, senti preguiça no corpo e numa esteira de vime. Beber uma água de coco é bom, passar uma tarde em Itapuã, ao sol que arde em Itapuã, ouvindo o mar de Itapuã, falar de amor em Itapuã. Enquanto o mar inaugura um verde novinho em folha, argumentar com doçura, com uma cachaça de rolha e com um olhar esquecido, num encontro de céu e mar, bem devagar e sentindo a terra toda rodar. É bom passar uma tarde em Itapuã, ao sol que arde em Itapuã, ouvindo o mar de Itapuã, falar de amor em Itapuã. Depois sentir o arrepio do vento que a noite traz e o disque-disque macio que brota dos coqueiras e nos espaços serenos. Sem ontem nem amanhã, dormi nos braços morenos da lua de Itapuã. É bom passar uma tarde em Itapuã, ao sol que arde em Itapuã, ouvindo o mar de Itapuã, falar de amor em Itapuã. Passar uma tarde em Itapuã, ao sol que arde em Itapuã, ouvindo o mar de Itapuã, falar de amor em Itapuã. Lá vem o pato, pataqui, patacular. Lá vem o pato para ver o que é que há. Lá vem o pato, pataqui, patacular. Lá vem o pato para ver o que é que há. O pato pateta pintou o caneco, suou a galinha, bateu no marreco, pulou do poleiro no pé do cavalo, levou um coice e criou um galo. Comeu um pedaço de jenipapo, ficou engasgado com dor no papo, caiu no poço, quebrou a tigela, tantas vezes o moço que foi pra panela. Caiu no poço, quebrou a tigela, tantas vezes o moço que foi pra panela. Lá vem o pato, pataqui, patacular. Lá vem o pato para ver o que há. Lá vem o pato, pataqui, patacular. Lá vem o pato para ver o que há. O pato pateta pintou o caneco, suou a galinha, bateu no marreco, pulou do poleiro no pé do cavalo, levou um coice e criou um galo. Comeu um pedaço de jenipapo, ficou engasgado com dor no papo. Caiu no poço, quebrou a tigela, tantas vezes o moço que foi pra panela. Caiu no poço, quebrou a tigela, tantas vezes o moço que foi pra panela.
O pato. This was a children's song composed and performed by Toquinho. We'll finish this program with a couple of pieces by Yamandu Costa. Yamandu was born in Passo Fundo in the southernmost state of Brazil. Rio Grande do Sul. He's a guitarist and a composer, and he often plays in a Brazilian 7-string classical guitar. He began studying guitar at the age 7 with his father, Algacir Costa, who was the leader of the group Os Fronteiriços, the frontiersmen, of his Rio Grande do Sul, Gaúcho state. Yamandu won several prizes in Brazil and recorded more than 20 CDs. Thank you for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flávio Chames. Hope to meet you again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh or streaming at wrct.org. Here is Nosso Choro with Yamandu Costa.
Lauren was having trouble moving, and her speech was slurred and her face drooped. A stroke seemed so unlikely. She was only 30. I had to react immediately. I called 911, and Lauren quickly received medical attention. Now we don't take anything for granted, especially spending time together as a family. Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke. Visit strokeawareness.com.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We are celebrating the influence of Nirvana during this next hour. What does that mean? We are playing artists and songs that the band Nirvana has cited as influences or special to them. Before we get into some of the music, I want to just ask you to just come fall in. What are you talking about? Well, there's monsters underneath. What are you talking about? I'm saying that you can listen to punk rock, folk, hardcore, and so much more with DJ Sideways on his show, Trap Door. It's Tuesday nights here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. At some point, a journal of Kurt Cobain was discovered And on there, he had written down 50 different albums that he had cited as influential to himself or Nirvana. So we were taking songs from some of these albums and some other artists that he's always talked about during his short life. But one specific album he listed was not the debut album, was not London Calling. He listed Combat Rock by The Clash.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision may molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?